WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, with Easter ahead next weekend, that means travel and food will be intersecting, and that combination makes it a good time for us to travel the world from your own kitchen. Before Chef Spike Mendelson checks in with us, we're sponsored by FieldofGreens.com.
And Field of Greens is one of the healthiest things you can do each day. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great, and that's because it comes in all kinds of flavors like wild berry, strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and others. And you may hear about competitors out there, but the facts are this is nutrition the way nature intended.
You know, most people that we've heard from who've made Field of Greens part of their daily habits, they're sharing with us they have way more energy throughout the day, that they're sleeping better throughout the night, they have healthier hair and skin, and they're simply just feeling better and healthier overall, which frankly is a good thing for all of us. We like that the organic fruit and vegetables, they were medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. It comes with a 100-day money-back guarantee. As a show fan, you're going to save 15%, get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, after graduating from the Culinary Institute of America, Chef Spike Mendelson went on to work with some of the top chefs in the world. You've likely seen him on Top Chef, Iron Chef America, he's been on Beat Bobby Flay, or as a host on Food Network's Kitchen Sink. In addition to all of this, Spike owns several restaurants, and he's worked with both D.C. Central Kitchen and Food Rescue U.S. Off to the show hotline we go now to connect with Spike as he joins us for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
All right, let's do that, Mary. Chef Spike, thanks for your time today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, great to be on with you guys today. How's it going?
It's going well. We really appreciate you joining us this morning and giving us a little time. So I'm going to dive right into this because, you know, I know you're involved in many projects and making an impact on the food scene, as Mary just indicated in your setup. But I want to start with what attracted you early on to the culinary world and prompted you to attend the Culinary Institute of America in New York, a place we've actually taken the show several times in the past. Did your passion for food start in childhood?
I wouldn't consider it a passion. I just consider it a lucky upbringing, really, to be honest with you. You know, I grew up in the restaurant industry in Montreal, and my mother was a professional chef, and my entire family was in the restaurant business, my grandfather, my uncles. So I grew up in the business, and it's all I kind of ever really knew. I actually tried to kind of escape it, to be honest with you. You know, as a kid, when you're growing up in a restaurant, you're working weekends and holidays, you're washing dishes, and you're doing all the stuff that isn't really, is celebrated, really. So, I tried to get away from it as much as I could. And then eventually my parents kind of scored a deal with me to go to culinary school, and I just took the opportunity. And that's really where I developed some passion, just because, you know, at that time I was a little confused on what I want to do, as everybody is. And culinary school, my first couple weeks, I didn't realize how much I knew just from growing up in the business, meaning like kids were just learning how to use a knife and cut, you know, do knife cuts.
Right.
And, you know, I already kind of knew how to make bechamel and hollandaise. So I was like, oh, I got something here. So
interesting. Yeah. And now fast forward today and all the projects that you're working on, and your burger restaurants are so well known in D.C. You have your newer plant-based restaurants, all kinds of things going on. So I do want to talk a little bit about this recipe. It's finally spring, at least officially on the calendar. Mother Nature needs to catch up with that, at least in the Northeast. Easter's next weekend. But to get us all in the mood for spring, you've bought a fresh take on mussels that looks delicious. We're going to put this recipe up on our social media channels and our website. But let's talk a little bit about it. It definitely fits the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment because it looks easy to make at home. So what did you bring?
Yeah, absolutely. I brought a Vietnamese green curry mussels. It's based out of my background with being a meat food. I was able to travel to Vietnam when I was during culinary school, and then I went on to kind of open up a Vietnamese restaurant with Drew Nipperant, highly regarded restaurateur in New York City. We got 2 stars from the New York Times, and this is one of the recipes that was on the menu. This style of green curry, you saute lemongrasses and ginger and chilies, you cook out the curry paste, you have coconut milk, and so you develop, it's all about the curry, really, to be honest. You develop this really tasty, spicy, slightly sweet curry. You add these kaffir lime leaves that have this beautiful essence of lime and deliciousness. And of course, you got to add the mussels, right? So,
exactly.
And for those out there making the choice, you got to let the mussels pop. Don't take the mussels, you know, don't take them off the stove until they pop open. And then obviously when they pop open, don't overcook them either. You don't want to eat any dry mussels.
No, you don't. No, and I have to tell you, it does look delicious as I'm going through. And it doesn't take that long to make. As you said, it is the curry that really makes
the star of the
show.
Makes,
yeah. Exactly. That's a good, well put, the star of the show, Mary. I like that. So we are going to put that up, and we really appreciate you bringing that to us today. We're going to put that on our show website, and it'll go up on our Facebook page for everyone listening around the country right now at RM World Travel. So, and Mary, I wish in this case we were a TV show because we'd be able to see this.
I can imagine it, though. You did a good job. You did a good job describing it.
All right. But,
yeah.
So let's go to another. We're going to have a complimentary piece, if you will. I'll go in a different direction with you. Well, you know, I happen to enjoy iced tea, you know, preferably unsweetened for me with lime. That's kind of the way I drink it. But, you know, I've also learned over the years how many pesticides are found in coffee and tea, unless they're certified organic, right? I mean, that's a big issue. We don't have time to go through that today. But where I'm going with this, Spike, is you've just launched a new iced tea brand. Spring is here. Summer's not that far off. So share this, you know, Spike Mendelsohn tea news, if you will, with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we large our tea leaves from the largest organic tea garden in the world, which is in Mozambique. I just took a visit to it last year. You're absolutely right. Usually, you know, a lot of the tea leaves have pesticides, and people don't really think about this. Is like, you know, the art of making tea is steeping tea leaves in water, and then you use that water and flavor it with the tea leaves. And a lot of those pesticides are just left in the water. It's not like you wash tea leaves before you make it.
Right.
So going organic is really great. You know, it's called Just Iced Tea, so it's just justice for the farmers, justice for people's palates. And we have a great 9 varieties in a glass bottle. And we just launched our cans actually just last week, so you guys are probably the first to talk about it on the radio. We got 3 flavors in cans, and we couldn't be more excited for the tea business.
Well, that's exciting.
Find us at your local grocery store, nationally. So yeah,
we're going to be looking for them. So Spike, the more we talk to you, the more I hear your passion for all your projects, and I know you're a strong advocate for food equity and all kinds of things that you're working on out there. But we've also heard that you really enjoy just kicking back and cooking at home. And we started this segment in 2020 when people could not dine inside restaurants for the first part of the pandemic, and you know, this segment was meant to inspire our listeners to enjoy Top Chef creations right in their own kitchen with their family. And the segment has stuck because people like it. Talk with us about why cooking at home is also really important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I grew up with meal on the table all the time, a homemade meal. I was very lucky that I was brought up in the food business. A lot of the policy work I've done over the years is really educating people about where their food comes from and inspiring people to cook at home, because I just think it's so important to sit around the table. It's like, think about what other kind of art form gets you at the table to talk about your day and share your life with others, right? And and we do it every day, whether it's in a restaurant or at home. But, you know, I've had so many special moments at home. So for me, it's a double-edged sword. I want people to go out and dine as well, but you should always be cooking at home with your family as well. So we started the show on LA Mag, a YouTube show. I get to cook with my son. It's a lot of fun. It's called Hey Dad, I'm Hungry. And I figured, why not? You know, like Ace and I are always kind of just... And my wife, we're always kind of cooking at home. I was like, why don't we just put a camera up and just have a little bit of fun with it? And this way it made cooking for Ace a little bit more fun, because he's 7 years old right now. And you know, these 7-year-olds just want to get on YouTube and watch all sorts of stuff. So
exactly.
I'm just trying to inspire him to kind of YouTube properly, right? So I was like, hey, Dad's going to get involved in YouTube here, make it a little less cool, if you will, for him. But
well, I love that. You know, listen, Mary
That's
and I,
funny.
We have 2 sons. We cook with them all the time. I grew up in a very Sicilian family, and my grandmother always had me in the kitchen doing various things, and I've certainly tried very hard to make sure we share that. And we have a lot of fun as a family cooking, and it is a great place. But I will say, one of the reasons that we created the Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment in the show is because when we travel, food is such a big part of that travel experience. And, you know, if you think about some of the best trips that you've had out there, 9 times out of 10, it's going to include some meal or something that you did or something that you ate. So I'm just curious, you know, you mentioned Vietnam, but is there any other place out there that you just say, hey, you like to go back to consistently because for the food experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Vietnam is one of my tops because of the fresh markets and the exotic food flavors and all the other things that bring to the table. And I agree with you. You know, the one thing I love about traveling, you know, food is like this uniting thing. It's like if you're a foodie, it's a global thing, right? You can go enjoy food anywhere over the world. And some of my favorite places is, of course, Greece. I go to Greece at least once a year with my family. We have a house out there. The food and cuisine is quite simple, but it's so fresh. That's what makes it so awesome. I also, of course, love going to France when I can. You know, the French, some people would say the French are pretty good at cooking. I don't know. I think I've heard that a couple times.
Well, Spike,
not too shabby.
I'm going to say we really enjoyed the check-in with you today. I want to give the website chefspike.com, folks. It's where you'll find Chef Spike Mendelsohn's restaurants, his various projects. Go check it out when you have some time. And we will be posting the green curry mussel recipe to our website. Chef Spike, really nice connecting with you today. Thanks so much.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right, there we are, folks. Go check out that green curry mussels. If you make the recipe from Chef Spike, share it with us on our social channels at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to step aside for a few sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break. Keep those radios out there across the USA tuned in. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.